You're a beautiful sight. But more beautiful to Christ. That's the sermon in itself. We can go home. But we're wrong. There's another one coming. I want us to read two portions of the New Testament. First in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11. And then we'll go to Colossians. Philippians 2, 5 through 11. Have this mind among yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus, or which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And then in Colossians, chapter 1, verse 14 through 20, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions, or rulers, or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. Well, let's bow in prayer. Father, we come in the name of your Son, only in and through him do we come to draw near. And we ask you now to help me and help us. Father, I pray in these minutes that you would impart Christ to us. And that being done, it's truly all that we need today. So Lord, your word, through it, by the Spirit, impart Christ more to our hearts. In his name we pray. Amen. One of the things you see in those passages is how Paul is just focusing on Jesus Christ over and over. He, in him, he is this, in him, over and over. It's just Christ that he's bringing out And this morning, that's what I want us to have a singular focus about. My message this morning is about Jesus Christ. Pat, is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
I want you and I to think about Him. I want you to zero in on Him. Who He is, what He's done, who He is in His glory. Because of this reason, as God has shaken things this year, and there's no idea what the future holds, unless our eyes are exclusively on Him, majoring on Him, not on the winds and the waves, those of us who don't focus on Him will be shaken. I don't know if you had a windstorm at your house last night. Was there a windstorm? We had limbs down, and we had a birthday tent in the backyard last night for a grandson. The tent's blown over and other side of the yard. And well, we drove by Calvary School this morning. There's a big line of trees right on 380. And there was a big limb broken off. But only one. I only saw one limb. And you know what came to me? That was a weak limb, and that's because the wind got it. If you are a weak limb, the winds that may come will shake you and crack you and weaken you. And you could be broken off. You could be so worn out and uncalibrated and lose your bearings that your confidence in the body of Christ, in a proper confidence in government, anything in the earth, you could get shaken from and just start spinning in your life in a dangerous way. The only thing that will make us to be a strong limb is Jesus Christ Himself. Just Him. It doesn't matter what I know in 45 years as a Christian. What matters right now and all the way forward is me and the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to think about you and Christ. Just you and Him. Because your family's going to change. People you love are going to die. Changes are going to come that you're not comfortable with. The one unchanging reality in your life as a Christian is what? Christ. So we must be deeply, more than ever, deeply rooted. Singularly. In Him, on Him, about Him. He's our focus. He's our life. He's our concentration. Going deeper in Him. So this morning, as I speak of Him, I want you to focus on you and Jesus Christ. How real is He to me? How much more focus do I have upon Him in these days? Have my eyes and mind been on the winds and the waves more than a focus on Him? Let's look at Christ this morning. And my taking us on this look is going to be far insufficient to what it ought to be. But I'm pointing you to the perfect one, and it's up to you and I, every one of us, to go there. To refresh, to recalibrate. If the GPS is off in your heart, get it set right. Get back seriously, passionately, singularly, lovingly, relationally to the unchanging one. who's in charge of all the winds and the waves anyway. So let's think about the Lord Jesus Christ, Him and you, this morning. And let's just refresh our minds on these great realities that should be at the heart of our faith and our minds, that ought to always be driving our Christian life. Jesus Christ is the center and the object of the universe. The center of all things. He's the creator of it all, and He's your personal creator. As a Christian, He never started loving you because He's loved you with an everlasting love. He is God creator. He is Lord of creation. Somebody want to take them some chairs? Y'all don't have to stand up. Get them some chairs, Jake. Eric. Love you. Nick, I got your back. So, Christ is the Lord of all creation. He's the center of it. He's the focus of it. It's all for His glory. He's the sustainer of all of life. Every moment, every second, He is sustaining you and keeping you, and He's with you. And how can our eyes be drawn away from Him to the winds and the waves? When they are, there's a crack in us as a limb. We're weakening. The storm can break you a little bit unless our focus stays on Him and the roots deep and we stay healthy. We've all got to stay spiritually healthy. And it's on you as men to do that. And it's on you as women to do that. And it's on you young people that are Christians. You must focus on Jesus Christ. He is the sustainer of all of life. He's the cornerstone of all of creation, of the universe, and all of history. And He's the giver of life. And not only the giver of life, He's the purpose of life and the purpose of our existence. If you are married to a wonderful man, the purpose of your existence is not that wonderful husband. The purpose of your existence is your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the application is true for all of us. What is your purpose as a single person, as a married couple, as a young person who's a believer? Your purpose is Jesus Christ. Pure and simple. He is the Lord and the one in control of the beginning of history, the progress of history, the end of history, and of time. And when this world is gone, He is the center of all eternity. And that's where we're going. Christ.
The hope of glory. Christ, who is our life. Christ, our Redeemer, and our Lover, and our Savior. So let's just remember, I've thought about a couple of Old Testament portions that just remind us of the historicity of the coming of the Son of God. This one. I love Micah 5:2 because it is so awesome about the one who came and was born. Listen what it says. But you, O Bethlehem, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth one who's to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. God eternal, born in Bethlehem. And we know the whole Old Testament and the many, many prophecies about Him. The whole Old Testament is all strictly about Him. Prophesying about Him. Revealing Him progressively. Pointing to Him until, as Galatians 4 says, in the fullness of time, God did what? Sent forth His Son. Made of a woman. Born under the law that He might do what? Redeem us from the curse of the law. And then Isaiah 6 is the same kind of reality. Unto us a child is born.
And to us a son is given. And his name shall be what? Wonderful Counselor. Mighty God. So much for the Messiah not being God. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's the one who was born as a child. Our focus must be all pervasive on Him. It must be a full-orbed view of a full Christ in all the Old Testament record and all the scanning of history to this day. Do we view Him rightly? Are our hearts focused on Him? If your eyes are on the winds and the waves, you're a weak limb. You better make sure Christ is the center and the circumference, that He's everything in your life as we move forward in our nation and in the world that's raveling apart more and more. Colossians 3 says He is the perfect and exact visible one, visible representation of the invisible God. That He created all things that were created by Him and through Him and for Him. That Christ is before all things without a beginning. And in Him, think of this, everything is held together. In Him, by Him, all things consist and continue to be held together. Hebrews says He's the Creator and heir of everything. And you are part of His heir. You're His. The church is His. The church has been given by the Father to this Savior of ours. And we're the primary treasure in His being the heir of all things. And guess what? We are heirs of God and what? Somebody finish it. Joint heirs. Right, Jeff? Joint heirs with Jesus Christ. No wonder our focus should be on Him. Everything He is ours now. And everything that He owns and will fully be heir of in the final end of all things is ours along with Him. We inherit it all with Him. The angels worship Him. And the Psalms and Hebrews 1 both say about Him, Christ, Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The Father calls Him God. The angels worship Him, and they call Him God. Christ is our God. I thought about that this morning. Think about the rescue mission of the Savior. I was thinking about reconnaissance this morning. Some of you guys in the military know about that stuff. I don't. I know Clint Fortner experienced it. But think of this. The Lord Jesus Christ, He's the captain. He's the general of the reconnaissance mission of all missions. He left heaven to come as the rescuer of a fallen race. And He did it. He did it perfectly. And you, if you're a Christian, are one of the ones He particularly chose to save and rescue. He could have left you in your lost estate. To the Christian, what is it this morning as a believer? For you, He's a loving Savior, isn't He? Just marinate in that for a minute. He's a loving Savior to you. He is your full-time caregiver. No, nobody young thinks about it. One day they might have to have a full-time caregiver. Listen, you got one right now. It's Jesus Christ. Because you can't take care of your life. And you don't know what's coming. You have a full-time caregiver, Stephen. I couldn't lift you and carry you off the road if you were unconscious. Jesus. I mean, think of the Lord Jesus from the boat. Peter's sinking in the water and he reaches out in the water and pulls him out. Pretty strong picture. He is your full-time caregiver. He is your Redeemer. He purchased us with His blood. He is the one mediator. He mediated, bringing you, a rebel, estranged and alienated from God. He mediated your reconciliation with the Holy God. He brought you back to God. And He's the only one that could. He's your mediator between God and you as a man and a woman. He is your friend that sticks closer than a brother. And He better be real to us in the days ahead. And He wants to be real to us in the days ahead. He's near. In Him we live and move and have our being. He's always with us. He's there. He sticks closer than a brother. He's the older, perfect brother that you have. I never had a brother. Some of you had brothers that were bullies, that weren't a good older brother. Some of you had great older brothers. Jesus Christ is the perfect older brother who's with you and for you and is protecting you. Seeing Him who is invisible. He's the captain of our ship. He's the only GPS through this stormy life. For the drowning one going under, He's the only strong arm that can grab you and save you. When men cannot help you, when you're drowning, His strong arm is the only one that can. For the lost wandering one, He's the only true keeper and guide in life and through life until death. For the broken one, He's the healer. For the blind one, He's the sight giver. For the hopeless, He is true hope. For the hopeless, He is true hope. But it's in Him. It's not in something that He gives. Christ is hope. Christ is peace. For the one with no purpose, He is the meaning of life. For the angry or bitter, He is the restorer of peace and joy. He is the answer. Christ is the answer to everything in life and in death. How do I fix my marriage? Christ. Who made me? Christ. What's the purpose for my existence? Jesus Christ. What's the meaning of everything? Christ. How can I have peace? Christ. How can I know God? Christ. Who can forgive my sin? Christ. Who can save me from the fear of death? Christ. Who can take me to heaven? Christ. Jesus Christ, who is the living God and the Savior of the world and the one who died for me. Are you a weak limb? You get to Him. The more you're rooted and grounded in Him, focused on Him, seeking Him. Forget the winds and the waves. He's in the ship. Focus on Him. The more you go deep with Him, your weaknesses, the cracks, are going to heal. And inner strength is going to come to make you stronger in the Lord and in the power of His might. It's all in Him, beloved. It is in Him. And He is the one who is fixing us up for heaven. You know, some believers, they go along, they have a great family. And they have a great childhood. And they meet the perfect one for marriage for them. And they don't have the winds and the waves battering them and tossing them. And they don't have a bunch of baggage. And then they come into a door and they love the Lord and they're walking with Him. And then suddenly a season comes and it's all their ship of their life is getting battered with sorrows and testings and trials and hard things. You know why? We need that to become like Him. If only it's good times, we are a weak limb. The great times don't build the character. The great easy times don't build deeper faith. The great easy things don't produce any patience. But Christ is the one who takes us and saves us and changes us and shapes us and molds us and keeps us and guides us and shepherds us and loves us and lays us down for sleep at night and He's watching over us. Last night, that bad windstorm came through our neighborhood, limbs falling, tents flying. I slept through it like a baby. Must be a nice mattress I'm on. I don't know. I didn't hear it. Linda heard it. Listen, whatever storms come in your life, He is your mainstay. How deep do you know Him? How much are you pursuing? Are you drilling deeper? Get out of the shallow lands and go deeper with the Lord Jesus Christ. Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus. May I daily grow. Jesus Christ, our living God, the Savior of the world, the great Shepherd of the sheep. To the believer, He's absolutely everything. Or to say it like John Piper says it, He's absolutely everything. He is absolutely everything to us. Who can forgive my sin? Who can rescue me from fear when I think I'm dying or I might be dying? Who's the one that alleviates our fears and brings us peace? Who's the one that calms the anxiety attacks and can speak peace into our soul? It is not a principle. It's not a book. It's not a point of theology. It's the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rooted and grounded in our union and communion with Him, walking with Him, loving Him. And He walks with me and He talks with me and He tells me I am His own. That's what He is to the believer. Absolutely everything. But what is He? What is Jesus Christ in relation to the unbeliever? Some of you aren't Christians. I want you to think about Jesus Christ this morning. What is Jesus Christ? How does He apply to you? What is He to you? To the unbeliever, He made you. Jesus Christ chose in eternity to design you as a person. And He brought you into this world at the right time, in the right place, to the right family for you. He made you and He has ruled over everything in your life, though you don't fully believe that and appreciate it. Jesus Christ is the ultimate X factor. Absolutely about everything. He's the one who gives us life and existence. He made you just like you are. And you know what? Even as an unbeliever, if you're not a Christian, He is the one keeping you alive every day. It's not because of your good immune system. It's not because of your parents' loving care and provision. It's not because they make you eat a healthy diet, even when you don't want to eat what's healthy. No, Jesus Christ is the one keeping you alive every single day. He is the cosmic moral governor and physical governor of the whole universe. Like the blood in your veins, and like the air in your lungs, and like the beats of your heart, Jesus Christ is the very sustainer of your life every day. I have known children, I have had young friends who went to sleep and they died in their sleep. They never woke up. Don't think you have a long, certain life before you have to face death. But Jesus Christ, we're all alive because He chose to let us live and live another day. Why? Well, the Bible tells us directly. In Acts chapter 17, Paul says that He made all people to live on the earth throughout all of history, and He put them where they are right now, and He is controlling the events and the circumstances that surround their life for one reason. In other words, why are you living today in North Texas as a young person or as an adult and you're not a Christian? Why are you here right now? You read Acts 17, it will tell you God put you here in order that you would do one thing. Seek Him and come to know Him. You're here right now at your age, at this point in life, and God's purpose is in order that you might seek Him and live and know Him. He's let you live that you might seek Him and know Him. Christ is the creator and sustainer of every person, but for the unbeliever, He's the final judge. And the Bible tells us this, that when we die, we will be conscious and alive immediately. And we will stand before, it'll be me and Jesus. It'll be you and Jesus Christ and no one else there. Nobody there. You'll stand before Him. And the condition you're standing before Him in then is the condition in which you die. You'll stand before Him as a saved, forgiven believer and lover of Jesus Christ, or you'll stand before Him as a lost, condemned, guilty sinner to whom He will say, depart from me. Listen, I don't know if you're 8 years old or 18, or what your age is, it doesn't matter. If you do not know this Savior, you've got to settle this. You've got to deal with it. And the glorious encouragement, the recent months, over the past months, we have, 9 or 10 going to be baptized soon? From ages what? I don't know. 8, 10 to 25, or how old are you, Victoria? I hit the nail on the head, 25. That didn't embarrass her. I won't ask Linda that in public. But think about it. God's been saving these young people. Many of you sat here month after month in your lost condition, and through the gospel, this Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, zeroed in on you. You saw your need. You knew all you needed to do was come to Him and trust Him. And you have. Now, Victoria's been saved a lot longer than that. She wasn't among those more recently. But my point is this. Some of you are here this morning. You've been sitting here month after month, year after year, in your lost condition. You know the truth about the Savior. You've had heart stirrings. And you know you need Him. But you refuse to come. He's the only Savior. He's the one God revealed as the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one way. He's the one door. And He said, come to Me. Now that's where I started this morning. We're focusing on Him. As a believer, He is your all in all. And as an unbeliever, He's your only hope. You're not a weak limb. You're a dead limb that needs life. He is your only hope. And we know what the Bible says about Him. The one mentioned in Isaiah 9 who would be born is the one mentioned in Isaiah 53 who was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The chastisement that gave us peace was upon Him. It pleased the Lord to crush Him and put upon Him on the cross all of our sins. If you say in your heart, though you've never said publicly, I've become a Christian, I believe in Jesus Christ. If you believe in Him in your heart, you go to Him and tell Him, I do believe You died for my sin. I want to follow You. Listen, today you can do that. In your heart. We don't ask people to walk down to the front and do something. You know your need, and the Spirit of God is your soul winner. If you're lost in your sins, don't primarily talk to mom and dad or a person anymore. Go to Jesus Christ and tell Him you want Him, and tell Him I'm yours. What kind of Savior is He? He's a perfect Savior. Able to save all who come unto God through Him. He died perfectly to save us. He rose again, perfectly to live for us. And He, this moment today, is a perfect Savior. He's a Savior of the sinful and the spiritually sick and the weak and the needy and the hurting and the searching and the lost. And His loving offer is free to all. Come unto Me, all who are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. What is Jesus Christ to you today, right now, in your heart, in your mind, in your affections, in your will, in the totality of your life, in its direction? This world is passing away. It is. And we're going to see it more and more. Crumble, nations collapsing, wars, rumors of wars, pestilence, men's hearts failing them for fear. The one certain, unchangeable, trustworthy, faithful, solid, glorious reality is Jesus Christ our Lord. Children, young person, unbeliever, today, without reservation, go to Him. Cast yourself upon Him. Give your soul to Him. Trust in Him. And He will receive you. Do you want to face the increasing evils of this world and death without Him? Let's pray. I want us to go away today, refocus more than ever, me and my Savior. Me, my soul, and my Lord. My God and King. My prophet, priest, and King, Jesus Christ. my great shepherd. In these moments, go to Him in prayer. As a believer, take refuge afresh. Get the weakness in the limbs healed, or you'll be a healthy limb. There's healing in His wings. There's healing in His grace. There's strength and renewal in the oil of His love when that's renewed afresh. Father, thank You for Jesus. We rejoice today in Jesus Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords, Messiah, Redeemer, Head of the church, Lamb of God, King of kings, Lord of lords, and the coming Terminator who will wrap up this whole world and take Your church home. Lord, come to every heart and be to us who and what You are by Your Spirit. In Christ's name, amen.